Improving water infrastructure for rural Tennessee. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Very interested in rural communities across Tennessee.
USDA has announced a major investment of 114 projects across the country, and one right here in Tennessee to help modernize rural drinking water and wastewater infrastructure. Tennessee Rural Development Acting State Director Dan Beasley.
We're real happy to work with Macon County and the City of Lafayette in particular on this loan. It's a $5 million loan. It'll be a 40-year term at 1.75% interest, which will have a huge cost savings to the users there in the community. We think it's going to be able to increase the capacity of the water treatment plant there in Lafayette.
Beasley says the $5 million loan to the City of Lafayette will be used to increase the volume of raw water that can be treated at their wastewater treatment plant. And that's expected to benefit over 18,000 users currently and will allow for the system to expand.
You know, the City of Lafayette, like every other place in Tennessee, is growing. They're sort of becoming more and more a bedroom community of Nashville, just like the Westmorelands and the Gallatins and the Hendersonvilles and all that used to be. So we're happy to be able to help them, and we're happy to be able to help them with this project that's going to increase their ability to treat water up there and give clean water to people to drink.
Dan Beasley says rural development continues to look for ways to partner with and improve our rural communities through a number of loan and grant programs to help rural residents simply live better.
We actually work on a daily basis with the rural communities and our partners across the state to get that money out to the people that need it the most. And any time that we can be involved in a project like this that's going to improve the lives of rural Tennesseans, we're more than happy to be involved.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.